about you. I want to share with you something that I genuinely think will transform your life and your business, to be honest. HDX is open from now until May 17 with a few special bonuses. Join before May 11 and get my 8-week Purpose and Abundance course completely free, which is $888 worth of value. And if you join before May 17, we're actually going to give you $999 off our upcoming Mexico retreat. I mean, how good a freaking deal is that? And if you join before May 17, then you'll be in time for two amazing bonus classes this month in HDX with my personal business consultant, Nikki Rowley. Now, this is the woman that has helped scale my business significantly in the last year or so. And I am sharing her with my HDX community. She'll be teaching on how to grow and scale for business and what strategies and structures will actually get you there. She will also host a bonus business Q&A, which means you can actually ask my consultant anything you want to ask her about growing and scaling your business. This is an opportunity that could transform your life and your business, so don't miss out. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Well, today I'm going to be talking all about other people's energy. And is it in fact bringing you down? Like, can other people's energy fuck you up? That is the question that I want to explore a little bit. But before I get to that, I just want to remind you a couple of really, really cool things. There are a few wait lists. We are starting to get fired up for 2022 here at Team Emma. We are creating the Mastermind will be back next year. We're creating a shadow program, which is going to be absolutely amazeballs. And I'm just about to offer a place on a beta program for Purpose and Abundance. These wait lists are all going to be in the show notes. So please go ahead and sign yourself up if you want to know more. I highly recommend you getting on all of them because next year is going to be a really huge year. We're investing a lot in the business. We're investing a lot of training time to really work out how to deliver the most value to all of you and to really empower people. So there's a lot of programs that you're going to get a lot of Emma time on. We also have HDX, the Human Design Experience, which is our membership program, which is absolutely mind-blowing. It's so content-rich and has got something, the panels in there are something that no one else is doing and they're absolutely breakthrough. So if you want to know more, check that out as well. Now, what I thought I would do today is I got a question from someone I just love and adore that I've worked with. Someone who is a mental projector, and she asked me a really powerful question that I really wanted to share the answer with all of you. So the question was, I've been thinking about how we are not responsible for other people's low vibrational energy and shadow stage. And it occurred to me that if I'm at the gift level, a person at the shadow level might not be able to experience my gift. Fair enough. But do you think shadow energy tries to attract shadow energy or pull one down from the gift level? This is a question that I feel so many people ask themselves. And I would say that a lot of people out there teaching human design, they're really teaching you to fear other people's energy and the influence and effect it can have on you. And what I want everyone to understand is that at any one time, we are fully responsible for the energy that we receive, okay? We are not necessarily in control of the energy, someone else's energy, or the energy moving through us. Absolutely not. But we are 100% in control and responsible for the energy that we take on and we pick up. So ultimately, what I want you to understand is that everything that we're doing here with human design or personal development, healing our shadow, it's all about growth, okay? And what growth actually means is that we're raising our consciousness. What raising our consciousness actually means is that we are raising up our vibrational level. We are literally shifting from lower vibrational emotions and spending time in lower vibrational emotions and healing the things that keep us in that denser, lower vibrational state, okay? We talk a lot, you hear a lot of people talking about vibration and frequency, but this is what we're really talking about. Now, as we go on this journey of growth, as we raise our vibration, what we're doing is we're healing ourselves. We're going through a process of being really aware of our own energy, but even more than that, we're becoming aware of the energy that we're calling in. Okay, so as we grow and evolve, we heal our wounds, we heal our inner child, we become aware of our patterns so that we can do something about them. Then we get to a point where inevitably we experience that old pattern, okay? And we think, oh my God, can that person bring me down? Can they bring me back down? And a lot of people use that language. Oh my God, that person brought me down. You know, you even hear energy vampires, like all of these things. And yes, that exists. However, you are choosing it, either consciously or unconsciously, you're choosing it. An energy vampire can only suck your energy if you are a willing recipient. And a willing recipient is someone that has been taught that they're not valuable, they're not worthy, they don't deserve boundaries, their needs aren't important. And these are the things that start to need to be healed. Now, as this question states, like if you're on this journey of growth and evolution and raising your consciousness, and let's say you're hanging out with someone who clearly has a lower consciousness, and this is a choice, yeah? Because wherever we're vibrating at, wherever we spend most of our time at on the scale of consciousness, we have access to people that are within, an area of movement. There's a much better word for that. But literally, we will have people in our sphere that will be below our consciousness and above our consciousness. But we're not going to find someone who is, you know, 10 points or 100, yeah, 10 or 50 points below our consciousness. But don't quote me on those numbers because they're not correct either, because it's exponential. It's not, 1 plus 2 equals 3. It's like 1 plus 1 equals 5. Anyway, you guys get me. I've spoken about this before. The point is that we will attract people that are close to our energy. Now, sometimes we're going to find that there are people in our lives that aren't. Maybe family members, parents, maybe old friends, exes, those sort of things, that people that we used to hang out with when we were vibrating at a different consciousness level, or even we're sitting on the bus and there's a person on the bus causing a ruckus and that's potentially part of a lesson that we're learning. The point is, can they bring you back down to their level, to that consciousness? No, they can't. Not without your permission. We cannot de-evolve. But what we can do is that we can allow our old patterns to be reinforced. So what's going on in your brain as you grow and evolve is that you're creating new neural pathways. So new super highways in your brain that allow you to operate in this new way. Okay, so let's say you're someone who's taken responsibility for not gossiping or not saving,
Okay. So you've now got these really good boundaries where you're like, well, if someone invites me or someone asks me for help, then I'm going to give it to them. But if they don't ask or they don't invite me, then I'm not going to give it to them. So it's a really clear boundary. Then you hang out with your mum or an old friend, and you see that they're in such a what you perceive dire situation, you're like, oh, I'm just going to break that boundary. So what you've done is the new boundary is that new pathway. It's the new superhighway that your brain, your behavior, your energetic impulses, the light has been traveling through your brain. And then there's this old one that's kind of like, it's the defunct model. It's been put in the back just because it no longer, it's the old model. And that neural pathway is kind of dying away because it's no longer used. But you meet this person or you see your mom or this old friend, and all of a sudden it's like you get that neural pathway out of the cupboard, out of the retirement bin, and you have a choice. Do I want to run that old neural pathway? Because if I run it, I'm literally making a decision, and you would have heard me ask this question. You're making a decision to put up with what you've put up with in the past, to say, okay, it's okay for someone to treat me that way, or it's okay for me to get in and jump in and be the savior, instead of supporting the new neural pathway. All right. So once we are vibrating at this level, we're existing at this consciousness level, we can easily stay there and we can hang out with whoever we want. But we have to stay conscious and responsible for the language we use, the responsibility we take for other people's energy. Like we can empathize with people like, oh, that sounds awful, or that sounds shit. But we don't jump in the boat with them. We don't jump in the boat and say, yep, come on, you know, this life is awful. Everything's happening to you. You're right. You don't all of a sudden jump in their boat because that person is there telling you an old story that you used to believe. So you have to stay aware and conscious of who you're becoming. And there is always times that will show up and it'll get really uncomfortable. And the sentence I often hear, and you would have heard me say this before, the sentence I often hear is, I thought I'd done this. I thought I'd learnt this lesson. I thought I'd worked through all this. And that's usually the point where you've hit the crescendo, where the mind thinks enough is enough, but the universe is like, there's still a bit in there. Like you still believe, you're still investing in this old neural pathway that's in retirement. So choose something different. And this is where you get to choose, like, no, that the person that I am, current tense, investing in your current consciousness, has really good boundaries. So I can sit with this person that, because it could be a person that you love, right? It could be someone in your family or an old friend. You can sit with that person and hold space for them, but it's not your responsibility for them to see where you're vibrating at, because they can't see your full gift. They can't see your full expression of the energy, just like you can't really see the full expression of their lower energy. So what I want you to understand is that other people cannot pull you down unless you go there willingly. It is our responsibility as we do this work, as we grow and evolve, to be able to maintain our boundaries energetically in challenging places, but also to know that it's important not to give your power away and say that, well, someone else did that to me, or someone else's energy dragged me down, or this energetic vampire took all my energy. Well, if someone does that to you, then you have to create the boundaries, because you are trying to raise your consciousness. You can't exist at a higher consciousness if you're still being a victim in part of your life. Make sense? So really being able to consciously choose where you're going, consciously choose to allow this person to be who they are without you having to revert back to who you used to be. And also know that you really can't de-evolve. Like once you've taken the blue pill? The pill that shows you that really it is all up to you. It is in your hands. You can't de-evolve. You can't go back to victim mentality. I mean, you can, but you're going to feel pretty shit about it. because you've seen the truth and you know that you are the great creator in your own life and you know that you can heal whatever is going on inside of you and you know that life isn't happening to you, it's happening through you. And you know that you have this epic power inside of you. You mightn't know how to fully access all of those things yet, but it doesn't mean they're not there. So in summary, what I want you guys to understand is that if at any point you are giving away your power through something along the lines of, you know, this person's energy did this to me, or they took my energy away, or they dragged me down, or anything along those lines, that is you not taking full responsibility for your energy and for your growth. I want you to understand that all of you listening to this podcast, you are people that have invested in growth. You have gone the extra mile. I mean, one of the things that I see so much in my Insta inbox is how much people's lives have changed just from listening to this podcast. So make sure that that huge investment, because change isn't easy, right? Change and taking responsibility is not easy. Our brain's not set up for it and we're not taught to do it as we grow up. So when you start to get results, value that, invest in that, and certainly don't fear that someone else can take it away from you because you're the one who created the results you have now. The good, the bad, and the ugly, right? But the more you're on this journey and the more you understand that you are in the driver's seat, the more you absolutely know that you can create that reality. There's always going to be challenging people. There's always going to be challenges. But you've got to see the world from a place of you're upgrading, you know, from low quality problems like I don't have enough money, I'm lonely, nobody loves me, I don't know what to do with my life. All low quality problems to high quality problems. High quality problems is I could do so many things. How can I possibly clarify three things that I want to do? There is so much abundance right here, right now. How can I access even more of it? Like really starting to go to that place where you're understanding that you can swap out your low quality victim mentality problems for the higher problems. And that really means boundaries. That means that no one else can make you do or feel anything that you don't want to do or feel. I fully appreciate that that is a kettle of worms. Is that the right saying? That a lot of people would disagree with. But at the end of the day, we always have choice of the way we're going to respond to things that happen to us. And as long as we stay in this place that we have the choice, then we are in our power. So, short answer, no, you cannot be pulled down by someone else's energy if you are consciously responsible for that said energy. My advice is to pay attention. What is the universe trying to tell you? Are they checking in to see if you are maintaining your boundaries? Because often this is going to turn up when maybe you've got a little bit slack on your boundaries and you're like, oh, thanks for the reminder. I just need to sharpen them up again. But the moment we fall into fear of someone else's energy, of what it can or can't do to us, we have given our power away. So remaining in our power, remaining in the creator seat is the way to go. And trust it. Trust it. Believe in yourself because you have everything that you need inside of you. All right, beautiful humans, thank you so much for joining me. I love having you here. Thank you for all of you that keep leaving reviews. Please keep them coming. I really appreciate them. And it makes sure that we get this podcast into as many hands of people that need it. So you are serving the greater good. Thanks again. It's been great having you, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone, for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.